UNHCR will provide $9.6 million in technical support to the Refugee Appeal Authority of South Africa, which adjudicates rejected applications for asylum seekers and refugees. UNHCR also will pay for 36 new members of the Appeals Authority, including training and equipment. Aaron Motsoaledi is the Minister of Home Affairs.
This is to deal with a backlog on asylum seeker appeal. In other words, we are talking of people who have gone through the asylum system and has not been accepted.
Over the past decade or so, the backlog in the asylum system has grown to over 153,000. This has been caused largely by the congestion of the asylum system by political and economic migrants from Africa and beyond, who are desperate to get permits to live and work in South Africa. As a result, most of the asylum applicants have been rejected, especially those from economic migrants. The applicants have, however, brought them back on the appeal, resulting in the huge backlog. In 2008, the Department of Home Affairs received 207,206 asylum applications, compared with only 11,135 in 1998. The Home Affairs Department says its system was designed to handle only 53,000 applications per year. However, not all refugees are excited by this kind of assistance from the UNHCR. Refugee Lawrence Natumba is part of a group that has protested for over a year, demanding to be relocated to another country. This group accuses South Africa of failing to protect refugees and asylum seekers following a string of xenophobic violence that has left dozens dead and thousands displaced.
The people I'm representing don't want to stay in South Africa anymore. Before you ask me if my people will stay in South Africa, did you ask your people if they accept us now, if they're willing to get to accept us like family now?
Lorraine Landau is the chairperson of the South African Human Rights Research in Human Mobility and the Politics of Difference at the South African Center for Migration and Society at the Witwatersrand University in Johannesburg.
I think what we've seen is that migrants of all kinds, whether they're asylum seekers or not, are often frustrated in their effort to become part of South African society or to make a life here. The delays from Home Affairs in processing paperwork obviously is a big part of this. And it's a positive move to see that South Africa is trying to address this backlog.
Since the 2008 global financial crisis, South Africa has seen an influx of both political and economic refugees, with the majority preferring to take the asylum seeker route in order to get legal documents enabling them to work and live in South Africa. There are estimated to be 185,000 asylum seekers in South Africa. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.